'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there was such a clatter, I sprung from the bed to see what's the matter. All the way to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw open the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear, a miniature sleigh and a tiny deer, with the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick, more rapid than he was. As course as they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Not Dasher, not Dancer, not Prancer and Vixen, I'm coming, I'm Cupid, I'm Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away all. As dryly as that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with the obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the courses they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little elf. Fuck, oh my god. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, then the chimney St. Nick came with a bound. He was dressed in on fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. Fucking Christ. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opened his bag. Oh god, his eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up with a bow. And the beard on his chin as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. And a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. Oh my a wink of his eye and a twist of his head. So it gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings and dirt with a trick, and laying his fingers on the side of his nose, and giving a nod of the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle. Merry, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.